The government of Lebanon collapsed today, just as its leader met in Washington with President Obama. Prime Minister Saad Hariri is now on his way back to Lebanon. His national unity government crumbled after the Hezbollah movement and its allies withdrew their support. They're upset about the UN tribunal that's investigating the 2005 murder of Hariri's father, the former Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri. Tension has been building in Lebanon in recent weeks over the possibility that Hezbollah members could be indicted by the tribunal. Los Angeles Times correspondent Borzu Deragahi is in Beirut. Lebanese politics can often seem pretty Byzantine to outside observers, Borzu. So could you briefly sketch for us the big picture illustrating why Lebanon's government fell today?
Well, I mean, basically, Hezbollah and its allies want the Lebanese government to disavow the tribunal because it is poised to blame members of Hezbollah as having taken part in this assassination that really rocked the nation. And Saad Hariri refuses to do so, at least not in the way that Hezbollah wants it to. And so this is a way of putting more pressure on the government of Saad Hariri. It also puts pressure on Saad Hariri's backers, especially the Saudis, who have many billions of dollars invested in Lebanon. It deteriorates the security situation here. It hurts the economy, which has been booming as of late, and basically puts pressure on the other side to react.
And the other side, in terms of the reaction, maybe you can describe what that is, because Washington has been a close ally of the Prime Minister Saad Hariri. And by the way, the Prime Minister who we're talking about, if we understand correctly, the tribunal that's being carried out right now is investigating the murder of his father, yet Hezbollah wants Hariri to cancel the tribunal that's investigating his own father's murder?
I don't think that the expectation is that they want Saad Hariri to say that I'm okay with having killed my father. What they want is for Saad Hariri to come up with some kind of language, some kind of compromise language that will in some ways let Hezbollah off the hook if they are accused, in fact, as they probably will be, of having taken part in this assassination.
So what does this mean then for U.S. interests?
U.S. officials have privately said to us that so long as Hezbollah is using legal mechanisms to try to achieve its objectives, as opposed to, you know, taking its armed men into the streets, that's perfectly their right to do so. And so for now, they're not escalating the rhetoric. But, you know, in fact, Saad Hariri and his allies in Lebanon remain strong allies of the U.S. And, you know, somewhere down the line, the U.S. could be forced into a position where it's either going to have to abandon or betray its friends here or get involved in some sort of more robust way. And in that way, it puts pressure on Washington as well, this particular move.
All right. So this adds the pressure to Washington. What does it mean for Iran?
Hezbollah and Iran are strategic partners. More likely than not, Iran is offering Hezbollah moral support. Ahmadinejad was here just a few months ago in a move that boosted Hezbollah way more than it boosted Iran's president. And so in this particular case, they might be also just watching curiously, supporting their major ally here, but not really that vested in the outcome of this situation ultimately.
All right. A final thought from you, Borzu, in terms of what this means for the prospects of peace in the greater Middle East and prospects perhaps for another war between Hezbollah and Israel.
Ultimately, a strong and stable Lebanese state is probably more conducive to peace in the Middle East than one that is weak and fragile, riven with factional politics, militia groups, and non-state actors that are accountable to no one.
All right, which is the case right now, the latter, in Lebanon. Los Angeles Times correspondent Borzu Deragahi speaking to us from Beirut, Lebanon, on the collapse of Lebanon's government today. Borzu, thank you.
Thank you.